This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hi, friends. I'm so excited about today's topic. It's what I refer to as the yes and no loops of puppy training. How many of you feel like you're stuck in a no loop? Do you ever feel like you are following your puppy around all day saying no, off, drop it, leave it, no some more maybe, etc.? Are you wondering how to get off of the no loop? Well, today is the day. This one is a game changer and I'm really excited to share it with you. But first, I want to thank you for listening. I set a goal when I started Baxter and Bella to help puppy families everywhere be better educated on the process of training and having a well-behaved dog. I'm happy to say that we are reaching people all over the world. It's because of you sharing the word and letting others know about us, so thank you so much. We work very hard every day to keep learning, growing, and updating because we want to stay updated on that current science and share that knowledge with you. So thanks for being listeners. We appreciate you. If you're getting a puppy soon, or maybe yours is already with you, I want to tell you about a new offering that we have. So we are offering live online puppy classes. You don't even need to be a member of our puppy school to join. So a new round is starting Tuesday, September 29th. So in about a week and a half, and I'd love to see you there. If you'd like to sign up, please visit our site, baxterandbella.com. You simply click on the online store and register today. If you're members, that's included. So don't go purchase that puppy course. If you're a member of our site, you get that included. You can go register today as well. All right, are you ready to discuss the loops? As I coach people weekly on puppy training, which by the way is one of my most favorite parts of my job, this concept of the yes and no loop developed as a simple way to explain to people why they were stuck in certain situations. And today I want to share it with you in hopes that it will help you as well. So I want to start by telling you about my morning. This will hopefully emphasize why I believe it's so important to stay in the yes loop as much as possible and hopefully paint a picture for you of how our methods of training help dogs live their very best lives. So every morning we have a wake up routine. Boots and Yeti get up first. They come with me to drive my middle schooler to the bus stop because we live out of school boundaries, but the school is a good 20 miles away, so the bus is super helpful. They love the car ride, and it's kind of a routine that we go on every morning. So when we get home, we then wake up Bruno, who's my older dog, and we make our way downstairs and to go outside for potty breaks. So we have a nice roll call routine that we go through as a way of achieving a nice, calm exit from the home to outside, and I'm super proud of it. The dogs have worked really hard, and I've worked hard as a trainer to get them to do this nice, orderly roll call. They've picked up on it pretty quickly. So even Yeti, who hasn't been here very long, waits for his name to be called. By the way, there's a little training tip for you. When you get ready to name your puppy, choose something that doesn't rhyme or sound like training cues. Yes, I know this. I'm a trainer, but we failed a little bit with Yeti. But if you've met him, he actually really looks like a Yeti, so we went with it. But sometimes he gets a little off when I say, "Are you ready?" because it sounds like Yeti. So if I say that at roll call, he'll walk through as if I've called his name. I recognize that now, and we try to avoid it. Anyhow, there's a training tip for you. Choose carefully the name that you name your puppy. Anyhow, I called each dog by name, and they politely walked past me to their outside area. This morning was no different, really. Each dog waited their turn and walked calmly by me. Other than that, and that's a big other than that, apparently, the gate to the great outdoors behind us was open this morning. So yes, I'm facing the house, calling each dog to exit, and what I didn't realize is they were happily running out the gate to go on a joy run through the neighborhood. So always check the gate before you let your dogs out. Anyway, honestly, I always try to be, by the way, I felt immediate panic. I had just let all three of my dogs politely outside, free to run through the neighborhood as they pleased, together, right? So I'm anticipating they're going to have a joyous time. But thoughts of trying to find them started to come flooding in. And yeah, I panicked a little bit. But then I stopped, I took a second to think, and I realized, you know what? This is the moment I have been practicing for, right? As a trainer, I have prepared my dogs for this very moment, this actual scenario. So I walked inside, I pulled out a handful of turkey treats that they all absolutely love. I went back outside and in my happiest, most fun voice possible called, "Boots, Yeti, Bruno, come." Bouncy, happy, tongue-hanging out dogs came running in my direction and fast. Boots and Yeti ran full speed back to our fenced area where they collected turkey galore. I was basically raining treats on them and praising them for being such smart boys. And I want to point out that they didn't know what the reward was going to be when they came running, but they did know that they would get one. That I have taught them well. So I wanted them to still have fun as they came back. So I went right into a training session with them. I really wanted to associate coming back into the fenced area as a great thing. So we trained and I kept rewarding each behavior with turkey. Then they got a drink, they started to wrestle and play, and I took a sigh of relief. Okay, so this is not the only time something like this has happened. And yes, we do practice come a lot, but I tell you this story to illustrate how well positive reinforcement works. Dogs are happy to work and respond to me because it's worth it to them to do so. Oh, and Bruno, you ask? Yes, he came running back too, just not as fast. He's a little bit older, but agile enough to hurry back to get in on the fun too. I had several choices when I realized the dogs were loose this morning. I knew I was working from the consequence side of the ABCs of dog training because they were already out. So at this point, I could chase them, scold them, put them in timeout for not listening, etc. Or I could motivate them to come back. I've worked really hard to teach them that I'm always worth listening to, as good things happen when they do. Now, if I had chosen to go down the no loop with this one, would they have been as excited to see me? Probably not. If most of my time spent with them on a daily basis is saying, no, off, drop it, leave it, etc., would they be as excited to see me? Probably not. But because we spend so much time reinforcing good behavior with rewards, praise, play, toys, attention, my dogs this morning were happy to respond when I needed them to, and fast. So this doesn't mean my dogs are perfect or that things always go well around here. Clearly they don't, because I told you this story about this morning. But having a good relationship with your dog sets you and them up for success and is totally worth it. So with that, how do we stay more on the yes loop? Let me give you a few specific examples of the no loop, and I think you'll start to see where I'm headed. Let's say your puppy sees you on the sofa and wants to be with you, so they run over, and that's right, jump on you, or the sofa. We say no, they get off. Then we go back to what we were doing, so the puppy does it again. We say no, they get off, so we go back to what we were doing. Does this sound familiar? How about this one? Your puppy really wants to play, so they run at you, bite your ankles, then back away. We say no because it hurts, right? The puppy barks at us. We say no. They try biting our ankles again. Man, this puppy is mean. We say no. Okay, so not really mean. The puppy's just being a puppy, and they really want to play with you. Sound familiar? One more. Your puppy is laying next to the table and starts to gnaw on the table leg. You say no. They briefly look up. You did your job and go back to cooking the meal. Your puppy starts chewing the table leg again. You say no. They stop briefly. You go back to cooking the meal. I know, right? Yeah, you know this one. Okay, so when these families come to coaching and explain to me these scenarios, they tell me, my puppy clearly doesn't understand no. So we talk about it. No doesn't tell your puppy what to do. It only tells them what they did will not earn them a reward. They are left without something to do other than going back to what they were doing. It is our job to teach them what they can do. So this is where that yes loop comes in. Show them what they can do instead. Get off the no loop and jump onto the yes loop. I promise you guys, it's way more fun. So ideally, we get on the yes loop from the get-go by preventing a behavior from even happening. If I see my puppy running toward me, I can anticipate that they're probably going to try to jump. So instead, I pop out a target hand. Puppies, you guys, are movement magnets. I put that hand down on their level so they can easily touch my hand with all four paws on the ground. I can then mark yes and reward. Now I have their attention, right? When food comes out or praise comes out or toys come out, whatever motivates my dog, I can get their attention. No jump ever happened, by the way, because I prevented it. And I can now ask for more good behavior and stay in that yes loop, such as sit, yes, down, yes, turn, yes, stay. You guys get the idea. So all of which are marked yes and rewarded. My puppy's motivation and cooperation go way up and their frustration stays low. That's a major point I want to make today, is that by staying in the yes loop, we are keeping our puppy's motivation and cooperation high and frustration down low. When my puppy wants to play and they come at me trying to bite my ankles, same thing. I can redirect them with hand movement before they get to me and immediately capture their attention from the yes loop by asking for a touch or a sit or something super simple that my dog does well. Then I can engage them in a new activity so their mind doesn't go back to, hey, let's play. Really, they're already playing with you, right? You've chosen a training game or other structured activity to occupy your dog's mind. Or if you don't have time at that moment, I know we all have lives outside of our dogs, you can take their attention and direct it to a yummy chew in their pen or crate until you are done with work. Make sense? So you've avoided the no loop and you went straight to the yes loop, which is way more fun. All right, how about the kitchen example? Let's say you're trying to cook dinner, your puppy wants to chew a table leg. I could jump onto the no loop, but instead I ask my dog to go to bed and start rewarding them intermittently for staying there. And I would ask my dog to go to bed before I start cooking. So I'm anticipating what's going to happen. I need to cook a meal. I need my dog to do something appropriately. So let's cue them to go to their bed. And then I can start that yes loop of rewarding them intermittently for, you know, being good on their beds. Now they have a job to do. I can mark yes and reward them for doing it so well. We avoid the no loop altogether. Motivation stays high. Frustration stays down. I know that's a lot. Try it though, even for one day. Aim to say yes 10 times at least for every one time you may need to say no to your dog, and really try to focus on the yes loop, avoiding the no loop, and watch your puppy's behavior improve dramatically. Anticipating behavior and working to shape what my puppy chooses to do in situations throughout the day will help me remain on the yes loop, where again, you guys, cooperation is high, frustration is low, versus spending my day saying no, where cooperation deteriorates and frustration explodes. You guys have a wonderful week, and thanks for listening. Happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.